Good evening, I am Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. A 19-year-old Fairbanks man has been charged with two counts of attempted murder for reportedly shooting his half-sister in the head with a .45-caliber pistol Tuesday morning. The victim, identified in a criminal complaint by the initials J.S., was shot in the eye and the bullet exited the back of her head and she is not expected to live. The alleged shooter, Benjamin James Kamaroff Akaran, 19 years old, is being held on a $750,000 bail at Fairbanks Correctional Center. Akaran reportedly also tried to shoot the victim's friend, but the man escaped when Akaran's gun jammed. According to the criminal complaint, Akaran looked at the victim and said, quote, "What would happen if a loud bang went off?" Then pointed the .45 in her face and fired a single round. The round struck the victim in the left eye, and she was immediately incapacitated, the complaint states. The shooting happened after the victim and her friend asked Akaran to leave his house. After the shooting, Akaran fled. Multiple law enforcement agencies joined in the search for Akaran, and two nearby schools were put on lockdown. Akaran was found at a Yale Way home at 1 p.m. and taken into custody without any incidents. Kodiak Jax is off-limits to active-duty military members stationed at Fort Wainwright. That's the word from Garrison Commander Colonel Sean Fisher, who signed the order on Wednesday. The order states, quote, "Failure to obey this order may result in disciplinary action under the Uniform Code of Military Justice." The Fairbanks Police Department has deemed Kodiak Jack's, which also houses Boomtown Bar and Grill, as a nuisance property because of the high number of calls officers respond to. Between October 24, 2016 and October 24, 2017, Fairbanks police visited Kodiak Jack's on 139 occasions. According to Danielle O'Donnell, Chief of Community Relations at Fort Wainwright, no single incident prompted Fisher's decision. She said the Army's core values, quote, had not been getting upheld in the community itself. The order will remain in effect until the Armed Forces Disciplinary Control Board considers the matter and provides a recommendation. The Iditarod sled dog race is in trouble. That's the finding from a confidential report looking into the financial sustainability and leadership of the race's governing body. As Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, Iditarod officials are planning to implement a series of reforms later this year, but not until after the race wraps up in March.
The December report was put together by the Foraker Group and was commissioned by the race's main corporate sponsors. The Iditarod Trail Committee has received waves of criticism the last few years over controversial new policies, loss of sponsors, and a high-profile doping scandal many feel was mishandled. The document's existence was first reported by blogger Craig Medred earlier this week. In interviews with board members, staff, sponsors, and mushers, along with a review of financial documents and policies, Foraker concludes the Iditarod's relationship with key stakeholders is severely damaged. It finds mushers don't have confidence in the ITC board, and that without internal reforms, sponsors aren't likely to continue supporting the event. That's a big threat to Alaska's premier sled dog race because most of the Iditarod's revenues come from corporate sponsorship. The Foraker report notes that the annual event depends heavily on unpaid volunteer labor and questions whether that model is financially sustainable. The author also says the handling of the recent doping incident exacerbated mistrust of the board among mushers and gave ammo to animal rights activists who have long criticized the event and pushed sponsors to drop support. Through its public relations firm, Iditarod officials declined a request for an interview, but in four pages of comments sent to Alaska Public Media, ITC's board commits to making reforms that will make the race viable long term. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
Ice Alaska, the nonprofit organization that made Fairbanks into an ice sculpting mecca, has halted plans to hold an amateur ice carving contest in March. Ice Alaska has been host of the World Ice Art Championship since 1989, and it's taking the year off to regroup. That includes making a new business plan, finding new sponsors, and putting on a competitive ice carving event along with the Winter Carnival at the Tanana Valley Fairgrounds in 2019. That's according to Stephanie Clymer, treasurer and vice president of the Ice Alaska Board of Directors. The board met on Wednesday and unanimously agreed to forego hosting a 2018 ice carving event. The 2017 World Ice Art Championship went forward for a little bit, but organizers said facilities for carvers and volunteers were insufficient. And for more on tonight's stories or others, visit newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I am Gary Black.